What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hope it's all talking to Men's Room Happy Hour. Episode number XLM11.
It's Roman numerals, Miles. I wrote it in Roman numerals 12. For you.
Yes, episode number VX753.
There you go.
Yeah. Put it all together there, and here we are on the Men's Room Happy
Hour. Here we be.
Yeah. Hopefully you got a chance to join us last week. Up in Woodinville for the Black Raven Brewing 20th Anniversary Men's Room Lager Launch Party.
Yeah, I hope you were there. From what I remember, it was a good show. From what I was told by my wife, I had a good time.
Yep.
I didn't realize how fucked up I was until we did the Welcome Back to the Show on Monday
thing.
Oh,
yeah, the previously thing that we
Jesus
ran?
Christ. I was like, it sounded like you were playing it in slow motion. I just woke up from a seizure or we're underwater.
And that was at 2 p.m. when we started the show.
Here we go.
Yeah,
here we go. Good times had by all.
I thoroughly enjoyed my time this time around up at Black Raven.
Everybody was great.
I had a good time, too. The crowd was fucking fantastic,
awesome.
Man.
Hell yeah.
They really were.
People drove up from Bend. We had listeners who drove up from Salem
and
Eugene area.
Beaverton, man.
Yeah, there's
Beaverton.
A lot of
What's the farthest point south? Of the Or is it Bend? Is it Beaverton? Is it Eugene? I don't know.
Well, let me just bring up Google.
Well, I mean, that's a tough one. It's like Eugene and Ben are probably
like parallel to each other, kind of.
Correct. So they're both south, but I don't know which one's farther south. But right, like Ben's just on the other side of the state.
How long does it take?
Ben's
to get
a long
there?
Way. 7 hours.
Ben and Eugene are
7
pretty
hours?
Much exactly the same, dude.
It depends. You can cut across down there and kind of do a diagonal route, or
you can do it in 6, but you got to hustle.
Or you can go over Mount Hood, and who knows?
That's what we.
But
did.
We know how traffic is, so I'm going to say 7.
If the weather gets bad on that fucking pass, man, you are screwed.
I was just telling Mike the other day. Years ago, I drove down to Crater Lake by myself.
Crater Lake. Oh, Crater. I thought you said Critter Lake. I'm like,
and it was Critter Lake. That's where I hunt my squirrels. But same thing. It's June. Right. So I really didn't think about it. I just took the easiest route accessible. But going over Mount Hood, and it was like sleeting. It was all over the road.
Oh, yeah.
Who determines the easiest route? Like, I know it's like Google Maps or something, and they'll tell you, this is the easiest way to get there. And it's like, okay, now I understand that Google or whatever map thing you're using, they just look at distance and the straightest path. But that does not always mean that that is the easiest route.
I should tell you the time, you know, as far as the different routes are concerned.
Sure.
So it says this minute's this way.
I think it takes the data from other users that are in that particular area and sees it, and it sees how fast they go through all those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, well, this way's open. I know that this way's got all this traffic on over here, but this way's open because everybody that's
using it. So theory, well, if I'm on a high-speed chase with the cops, right? But they take my data,
numbers.
They're just like, oh, wow, dude, tell them this is the, you can get to fucking Bend, Oregon in an hour and a half.
I would say that Oregon is the equivalent to Ohio on the West Coast as far as cops.
Oh, yeah?
They are, I mean, you get to California, it's California. I mean, most people are driving fast there anyway. Oregon, I've been pulled over twice. And I do drive fast, but I mean, just because there's that many cops.
I drive fast everywhere. Last time I drove down to Oregon on a Friday, I was shocked at the amount of cops. In Washington, I mean, there were stadies everywhere.
Yeah,
my buddy doesn't drive that fast, so my other friend that was coming behind us does. And I was like, yo, there are cops everywhere.
Was it towards the end of the month? I feel like quota time.
I feel
like towards the end of the month.
We don't have a quota. And then we found out a couple of years ago, like, well, we do. It's a recommended number. Yeah, so technically, it's not a quota. But I've told this before. My father, 1985, I believe it was. We lived on the East Coast, so the idea of even being on the West Coast, ridiculous. They sent my ass off to the grandparents or whatever, and they did this cross-country trip, and he rented a Pontiac Fiero, because at the time that was cool. But they did the Pacific Coast Highway. He gets pulled over in Oregon. They give him a ticket for speeding. I don't remember what the ticket was, but they gave him a ticket. And when my father's telling me this story, you know, I'm 16, 17 years old, I'm like, well, did you pay it? And he's like, fuck no, I'm not going to pay that. He goes, fuck, am I going to be in Oregon again, right? So, but the thing about Oregon is that every month they send you your ticket again and then what the penalty is. So he's probably up to a couple $100,000. Anyway, I moved to Seattle in 2005 with the show. My parents moved here in 2010, something like that. It'd be around the grandkids. And I was like, hey, because they were going to drive somewhere. And I said, hey, man, make sure when you guys get to the border, you need to switch seats with mom. He's like, why? It's like, because if you get pulled over, which you will because you speed all the time, when they see how much motherfucking money, I'm like, they're going to throw you in jail, man. Like, this isn't even like give us the money. They're going to lock you the fuck up. So they moved back to New Mexico about 2 years ago. And it was the same thing before they left because they're going to drive down. I said, again, remember, when you get to Oregon, switch fucking seats because and you're old enough now, I will not see you again, right? No. I mean, there's no way it's going to happen. So I made them, you're like being a parent. So they had to call me when I got to the border. So my mom's on the phone. She's like, we're at a rest stop. Me and your father have switched seats, and I can hear him grumbling. But I'm like, tell that old man, like, hey.
Shut the hell up.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Seriously, you're going to go to jail. But he was complaining. It's like, well, your mom drives slow, meaning the speed limit, and a little rickety. There's a lot of reasons to be scared in the car with my mother, but her speed is not one of them. But anyway, he managed to avoid all that. But the first place they moved after retirement was Austin, Texas, and he had to redo his license. And he said the woman behind the counter, super long-ass nails, never looked up. She said, we might have a problem here because it says that there's a Robert C. Hill that owes whatever the fucking money is.
$600,000.
In the state of Oregon. Yeah. But that couldn't possibly be you. And he's like, no, ma'am, it's sure not. She's like, that's good. Because, see, if it were you, I couldn't give you your license. And I'd have to report you to the state of Oregon.
Good looking out.
You owe $800 million fucking dollars and your left goddamn testicle to be. So I'm glad it's not you. He's like, it's sure not. Although the middle initial's the same middle name.
Same name.
How, but he's crazy. Like, I know.
How wild is
this
that?
This is nuts. And she never even looked up at his ass. Just handed him his last.
Atta girl.
You have a good day.
Same age and everything.
Yeah, I was like, bro. Right.
She's same
like,
birthday.
Birth spot.
What
yeah.
fucking weird.
You both lived in Baltimore for 23. I'll be yeah. damned.
Ted, I got caught in a storm over hood, too. And just, you know, you're driving slow, but it's kind of weird, man. When you get to the south side, you dip down into the High Plain Desert of Oregon, and there's all these crazy canyons and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, it's a different world. It's almost like you're on Tatooine or some shit.
Yeah.
And then when you get down to Bend, man, there's all these mountains and rivers, and it kind of, you know, you're still at a pretty good elevation level, but it's just like you're in this giant valley, and it's freaking beautiful, man.
That's
it's
awesome. Keep
yeah. The only problem is, man, it gets cold. So now Bend is probably getting snow. Or it's cold here. It's cold. Yeah. It's cold everywhere. But they've got five or six ski resorts that you can drive to from Bend, just up in the mountains. So it's
well, I would say too. Going back to just the fastest route, is like sometimes the fastest route are just smaller roads.
Yeah.
So like you just don't want to be on them. Like I've done it driving to Oregon, and sometimes it's like screw it. I'm just driving straight over to I-5. It'll take me an extra 20 minutes, but I don't feel like being all these and windy roads.
That's what I'm saying about like all these map things, like. What are you determining when you say this is the most convenient? Is it this back road, right? Well, no idea where the
see,
fuck I am.
I say with Oregon, you stay on the interstate.
I would.
Because, man, when you get into rural Oregon, shit gets fucking weird. I mean, weird, weird. I've been to eastern Washington. Never, it's not the same level of weirdness.
Sure.
I cannot describe it. It is just
weird. Look, man, as a black dude, I'm going to tell you, you stay on the fucking highway.
I mean,
if you don't know where you are, the idea of let's take that dirt road back there, like, fuck no. Absolutely.
This is the beginning of a movie.
We got lost in West Virginia once, all right? And this is years and years ago. Wasn't any big deal. We were in the town that we needed to be in, and I honestly cannot remember what it was. But we couldn't figure out how to get up to Snowshoe. Is that the name? So there's this little town. My wife, still girlfriend at the time. Not wife at the time. She's like, well, there's a million houses right here. Let's just ask someone. I'm sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sure, they'll just point and say, take this road, this road. First house I looked at had a Confederate flag, and I just said, look, it's not happening.
Pass.
No, fuck this. And she goes, well, it's the one house. I'm like, but if you can fly that,
and
no
cares.
One around you gives a fuck, I'm like, what door do you want my ass to knock on? Mm-hmm. So we spent about 30 minutes. We eventually found it. It was all good. And I go, see, that's why, as a black dude, I stick to the main motherfucking highways, man.
That's right.
It's uncomfortable when you go off the beaten path. There are two different Americas. There's the highway America. I'm all right. Mm-hmm. And then there's back road America where my ass is not going.
Chase and his girlfriend were there. They drive from Bellingham.
That's
a pretty
Chase
good
and
haul,
Andy,
too.
Yeah.
Joe Dredd was there, just celebrated a birthday. So we had a great crowd. I know, Ted, you got a sausage. How was it?
Awesome.
It was good.
Yeah, Cut Shop was out there grilling them up. I just didn't get sauerkraut out of respect for our listeners.
Oh.
Not
does
us.
Does that give you the breath?
Yeah.
How quick? The breath.
The breath. Yeah, just sauerkraut. I mean, it just, especially, right, I know I was going to drink beer eventually.
Right.
So it's like, you're going to burp. So I was like, ah, God, I love sauerkraut, but not right now. Sauerkraut to me, it's mostly a dinner food. Like, I love it, but
you plan on being home when you're done?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, your breath is going to reek.
And you're going to ever eat sauerkraut on a first date. All right, so you're out with a girl. It's a baseball game.
If she's eating it.
Okay, so if she's eating it. All right, but what if... You've left the baseball game. You just watched the Mariners lose to the Orioles. And you stop at the little hot dog stand out there, little cart.
All right.
And the guy's like, hey, man, do you want kraut? Now, she is not ordered. She's going to get a hot dog. She just has not made her order. Do you want kraut? And the tongs are already in it. He's just waiting for you. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's certain foods. You know right away what's going down. So my wife and I used to go to the Mariners game all the time. She's a sucker for garlic fries.
Oh.
I mean, as soon as she comes back with them, the entire fucking section smelled.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like.
Smells fantastic.
And the only thing I'm thinking to myself
is. I still contend. They smell better than they taste.
They do. They're soggy. They suck. Let's be honest. I'm not saying the garlic fries in general. It's too much garlic. And the quality level of fries is not good.
What's that
jar of
garlic?
There's plenty of great food if you go to the ballpark and catch the Mariners. She always gets this shit. So as soon as she sits down with this, I mean, it just hits you. I mean, it hits you like smelling salts. And the only thing I can think of is like, we are not fucking. Because I know your breath. And when we get home, it'll be in the car. I'll be able to smell when I get in the car the next day.
It's just mainly when they're
sleeping.
Comes
out of your pores.
I dated a girl that loved the Mariners. She was a big sports fan, but loved those fries. And those would be the few nights where I'd be like,
no,
I'll just sleep on the couch by myself.
Because this is going to be the one night you sleep with your mouth fucking hanging open.
Yeah, and it's so much garlic, it just comes out of their pores at night.
It does, man.
And not to lean on the Chappelle skit, but I know if I eat ribs, I'm not fucking.
No, there's no chance.
If there's turkey on the table, I'm not fucking. I mean, there's a number of things that just say, like, you're not fucking today.
Yeah. And if you're wearing tighty whities and eating chili, you don't plan on fucking.
Barbecue. There's all kinds of ways where you go, nah, crab fair, a feast where you just got a big bunch of crabs and you're sitting around for 2-3 hours. You're not even full.
No, you're not fucking.
You're not fucking. I mean, it's just.
I'm trying to think. Have I ever had sex on Thanksgiving? No. Definitely got a mouth hug 1 year.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I mean,
Thanksgiving dinner, get your dick sucked.
That's like, the ultimate challenge. Thanks, Mom. That's the ultimate challenge. It really is.
Well, that was actually, that's why I ended up getting it, because my mom was staying at my condo. So the girl I was dating was leaving, and she was like, I could hook you up with a car. And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
What? Of course.
Yeah.
I got nothing else to do.
I'll bring your Tupperware back. Swear.
You want to suck my dick, you can do it wherever you want.
Let me ask you this. That same girl once, I think it was on Christmas, we got into an argument because I had made a specific side dish that I like.
All right.
You wouldn't care for it, but it's a broccoli salad, right? But it's got like mayonnaise, craisins, like cheese, other
and
stuff.
Broccoli?
Like, it's got no healthy
carrots
quality, right? Right? There's like brown sugar in it. So I made this big batch of it. We go to her parents' house on Christmas. Nobody really eats it. So now we're simply a block and a half away. And I said, we got to go back and get that. And she's like,
a block and a half away from your place?
No, from the place we were at.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, well, no. And I said, well, nobody really liked it. I really liked that. It took me a while to make it. Let's go back and get it. And she was like, no. And then I was like, honestly, I was pissy. I was pissy for like half an hour. She was like,
more about losing the container.
What's your problem?
Or the problem?
No. It took me like fucking 45 minutes to make this broccoli salad.
Okay.
I'd gotten up like an hour early to make it. Nobody touched it. I'm just like, let's go back and get it. We're right there.
Let me just circle back. It's broccoli.
Correct.
But there's also craisins and brown sugar in it?
Yeah.
Is it cooked?
No.
It's cold.
Correct.
Man.
And is it crunchy like you had a crunch through the broccoli?
Yeah, that's what makes it good.
Okay. I've never even heard of this, but I know I don't like broccoli. So, of course, I would shit on it for that reason alone, but that fucking sounds awful. Crazy. I just don't hear
like
a lot of sweet with
brown
broccoli.
Brown sugar, right?
Sure.
So that makes it sweeter.
Yeah.
And then you add some shredded cheese and crazy.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no healthy.
Is it this?
Yeah.
Raisin
I mean,
salad?
It doesn't look bad now that I'm looking at a picture, but.
So that's the thing. Nobody touched it. I love it. I only make it like once or twice a year. Like, and I was like, but honey, I'm like, we're a block and a half away.
Mm.
And that morning,
would not turn
they
around.
Put bacon in this one.
Oh, yeah. Bacon, too. Good
yeah.
call.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then the other thing was I woke up that morning with her dog shitting in my bed.
Oh!
So it's like, yeah. Turn this car around. I want that broccoli salad.
Wait, so the dog is shitting in your bed that morning?
Correct.
Oh, Christmas that would have been morning. My argument. Turn this fucking car around because your goddamn dog shit in my bed. I feel like that's your trump card.
Yeah.
I haven't said anything about your fucking dog shitting on my bed. All right?
Correct.
But now I'm going to play this card because I want to get my goddamn weird-ass broccoli salad from your fucking parents' house.
See, I'm one of those people who, like, I'm not, if you invite me over for a dinner, unless you are very specific, like, bring a side.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to come over with a bottle, some beer, and I'm just going to take care of that because, like, look, I'm going to eat your food. This,
maybe.
This, unless you request something.
Sure.
Unless you say, hey, man, will you bring your baked beans? Whatever the fuck. I'd do that. But other than that, man, I'm kind of going with just alcohol and some joints. Speaking of joints, did you smoke all those joints from...
Well, I wouldn't say I did, but I would say the group of us did smoked. On Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. All right. Okay. God damn it, man. You got to be first on the fucking draw at these events.
It just depends who they give it to.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, when was I going to split it up? You left at like 6:01.
Well, No, I left at like 6:30. Yeah, I was just hanging
quick.
Out. Yeah,
well, I don't know, Miles. As soon as that show ended, I didn't see you.
Look, I know for a fact I stopped drinking at about 5:30.
Okay,
all right. So I know that I got about 45 minutes to just be able to then. Okay, it's time for me to get in the car and drive home. Right. First of all, I got a rental car, so I'm not real familiar with it.
Sure.
So rental cars, unless you have plugged in your phone, you have no GPS. So in that area, I get a little bit confused as far as how to get out of there. Right. So I always use my GPS.
Like those first two turns to get out?
Yeah, but you got to download some app or some shit. I'm driving an enterprise rental car. I don't want to put all my information on there, put my Bluetooth into the fuck that, right?
Okay.
So I'm kind of flying blind. So I'm like, I need to get my shit together. I need to get on the road. I need to eat. I need to do all these things because I'm getting up Saturday morning to play golf at like 6 o'clock in the morning. So yeah.
Earlier the better.
Trying to be responsible about that because I knew if I stay... I'm going to probably end up following you guys like last time to the watering hole.
Mm-hmm.
Where then I start doing a couple shots and I'm like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, man. Castle was there super fucked up.
Next morning is just hell.
Oh, you guys were about even.
Oh, I'd say I showed up super fucked up.
Castle enjoyed himself.
Oh, he did.
Well, it was fun. Like our buddy Mike that does the fishing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like he was there with his wife. And at one point I turned around and I go, what in the hell is Thrill talking about? She goes, he's very nice. He's just very passionate. He goes, he's just making the same point. Like three times. I'm like, all right. But then Castle was doing that kind of like, slow, like not stumble, but just kind of like glazed over, walking around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even know if I saw him drink a beer in there.
Oh,
he just kind of kept walking around.
Everybody's going to tell. And when Castle fucking lifts up one of his eyebrows, like the Rock, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, does that, he's fucked.
He's done.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucked up. When I start slurring a little bit and swaying, I'm fucked. It's time for me to go. Like, I know my tells are normally this. I've sat at the bar for about 20 minutes, a half an hour. Now I get up to go to the bathroom. Is that path that I'm cutting? Do I look all right when I'm walking? Because my legs are still numb from sitting there for so long. And I'm like,
you walking toward a table or the bathroom door?
Right, exactly. Sorry, excuse me.
Like, I bumped
into you and you were clearly not in my way.
I get a very thick tongue after like two or three beers. That's all it takes.
Yeah. And Peak Ted tends to have the eyes get a little bit on the droopy side, but you're always down for a good time. Like you are just hyping everybody up wherever you go. Like you're in.
Dude.
You just want to keep the good times rolling. I flip a switch to where I get tired and irritable. I will have fun, but then all of a sudden when I'm done, like I want to go home and I want to go to bed. Like,
I mean, I've been to our buddy's house. We got like a UFC or something.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike has soared up to the sky. And then like, I mean, the main event's on. There's still 8 people in a one-bedroom condo. He's just asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Him and the dog.
Well, this guy that I play golf with, he's got his thing is he loves fucking Adderall, right? So I don't play with him all the time, but we do play. I'm like, dude, Jared, hook me up with some fucking Adderall, right? So I've got a big bottle of fucking Adderall in my car, and so during the event, like 4 o'clock, I'm like, you know what, man, this is a good time to just kind of get a little pick me up, man. So I'm doing okay and feeling good, right? Go out to the car, I'm like, it's the fucking rental. Like my car is at a dealership up the street getting fixed. And like I just forgot. You know, I walk out there like got the keys, gonna open this up, gonna have fuck, I don't have a golf bag. Fuck.
How am I supposed to go out without Adderall?
Exactly. Now I'm gonna have to find some blow.
Damn it.
Fuck.
Well, I also knew I was gonna go see my buddy DJ. My friends own and run this club called Vice. So at like 3 PM, I had texted him Thursday and just like, hey, I'm gonna come through, just throw me on the list, whatever. Cool. And then at like halfway through our show, my buddy texts me. He's like, bring friends. I got your whole table behind the DJ booth. So I was like, God damn it. I got to be careful. Yep. I got to have a couple beers here.
Right.
I went to the water and a whole lot of shot in a beer. Then I was like, all right, I got to go home, shower up.
Get ready.
Yeah, rally up the other old friends. My other two buddies were like, we're not dressed for a club. And I was like, we're the old guys at VIP. We can wear whatever we want.
It's so 9 o'clock, man.
We go, right. Like, we look like the rich guys. Well, that was the problem. The club doesn't open until 9:30, 10.
Exactly.
Right. So I was like, everybody just pace themselves. We can do this.
Crash out real
quick. So we go to the cut shop for the guys that did the sausages for lunch. Because they're just right down the street. And so Steve, the first thing, he's going to get a chicken sandwich, whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
him and Matt, the bartender, start talking about pickles, and Steve's just telling how much he fucking hates pickles. Next thing you know, we get a whole bowl of fried pickles at the table. Said,
oh, nice.
Yeah, he sent him over. He's like,
just because I hate them.
Fuck you. Here's fried pickles. Ah, they're great, by the way.
Because I was like, hey, man, don't.
I'm like, dude, you can't go wrong.
Because over the sandwich, I said, just don't put any pickles on the sandwich. Because you don't like pickles? I mean, pickles are fucking the devil's cock, man. Hey. Fuck them. I know. Hey, if you like the devil's cock, you like it. I'm not here to judge. But I was just like, I fucking ate him. So sure enough, this big ass, and he's like, and they're on the house.
Like, oh, great.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks,
they,
man.
That place was packed for lunch. I got lemon pepper chicken wings.
Oh, boy.
Castle ate a couple of mine. You got a chicken sandwich. The food was great.
It is really good.
So if you're ever in that area.
It's funny. Castle's like, dude, get the chicken sandwich. Just get the, it's the best fucking chicken sandwich you get. Dude, get the chicken sandwich. I go in, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to get the chicken sandwich. Castle's getting one. Nah, man. You're the one who hyped this shit up for the last 30 fucking minutes, man.
Yeah, but Matt's a great bartender. Go in there if you ever
need
some food after you get done with Black Raven. All right, we're out of here. Guys, hopefully you have a 3-day weekend. Enjoy it. And we'll talk to you again on Tuesday.
Happy President's Day!
Yeah!
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.